Factor Radio, where you'll get advice and answers from the guy who leads the organic charge. Author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. The show is off and running for another hour, and we appreciate you being there. You can sit back and listen. We'll talk about gardening, landscaping, pest control, environmental issues, whatever you'd like to discuss. Telephone number to be with me on the show is 1-866-444-3478. This hour is brought to you by the Dirt Doctor stuff. All the things that Dirt Doctor Inc. has that can help you, and other things that can help with your education on this natural organic approach that we recommend. First off is the website, dirtdoctor.com. Lots of information there. The library, everything is in alphabetical order in the, dirtdoctor.com. The newsletter is free. Just fill out the form on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com to get it every week. My books, there's about 15 of those covering all kinds of different subjects. They're available in the typical place where books are sold. The Texas Organic Research Center is the not-for-profit corporation, the part of what all we're involved in that covers the research and the data about the science of the negative things and why we don't recommend them, and the positive things as well, what we do recommend. And what else? Facebook is there for you. It's real simple and easy right now. It was one of the easiest places for me to put stuff, so just go there and check out some of the things we put there. A lot of it is the most current newsletters, easy place to access them. But we have a lot of different things there. Just go to Facebook.com/TheDirtDoctor for that information. Back to the phones, and when you hear somebody hang up, 866-444-3478. Dave in Fort Worth is next up. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Howard. I sent you a picture of a Mexican palm. It's 7 years old, and it's got some pods growing out of the close to the top of it. Did you get the picture?
I haven't seen it yet, Dave. Did you send it this morning, sometime today?
Oh, yeah, I sent it this morning.
Okay.
Anyway.
I'll take a look at the next break and see. Anyway, what was your question about it?
Well, the question was, have you ever heard of anything like this? About the size of a small hand sticking up where typically the pods or the fronds, whatever they're called, would come out and form those nice fan-like leafy structures. And these are pods coming up. I treated it with Garrett juice. I'm going to say 2 months ago, mm-hmm. and gave it a good soaking up at the top of the tree, which is roughly 6 feet tall now.
So and, it is a real palm. It's not a cycad.
Well, now I can't say that for sure. The leaves, for lack of a better word, are real fan-like, and there's probably 20 of them off of each stem. That
okay,
that
sounds like it's some kind of Mexican fan palm or something. Fruiting is what sounds like is going on, flowering and fruiting, but I'll take a look at the picture, and I'll have your email address if you send it to me, and I'll get back with you. Sounds like it's just, you know, doing its thing, not any problem.
Okay, well, thank you.
I'll check it, though, and I'll get back with you. Appreciate it, Dave.
Bye.
Thank you very much. Mike's turn in Anchorage, Alaska. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Howard, how you doing?
Great show.
I'm listening through WCPT, Chicago Progressive Talk. They added your program to their schedule. It's a great program, great website.
Oh, that's interesting. You listen through Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago Progressive Talk, WCPT.
Yeah, great. Okay.
Online. Hey, I used to live in Texas too, by the way. It's getting warmer up here, as you might know, and we have got some interior mice. I wonder, it might be a little bit off your topic there, but I wonder if you know any natural ways to get rid of mice.
Yeah, mice are easy, Mike. Rats aren't. The bigger they get, the harder they are to control, and I can tell you that I have personal experience with them. We back up to a bamboo forest and a creek, and it stays, you know, semi-wet. And it's just a perfect environment for them. Plus, they like to come up and visit the dogs and the dog run and the dog food. We've had them under control for a while. But they're much tougher than mice. Mice do not like hot things. They don't like hot pepper. One of the guys in the farm store business here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area taught me this a long time ago because he sold a lot of mice to people that have snakes, you know, as a food source. And so he had all kinds of issues with he just had a lot of experience with mice, and he found out that when by using a dusting of a cayenne pepper or any kind of hot pepper in an area where he didn't want the mice to be, they would totally stay out of that area. So that'd be the first thing I would try. You can dust dry. You can spray liquid hot pepper products. There's research from, I think it's Holland, where the researchers did experimentation repelling rabbits, which are even harder to repel, and they did it and had success with it by putting Tabasco sauce in water and spraying it. Now, I've had people report to me pro and con on that. Some people have had success and some people didn't, but I've never had anybody tell me that the hot pepper products don't work to repel mice.
Well, you would like apply it around like the baseboard or where the
wherever there are problems, just you can dust it out. You could put a real fine textured hot red pepper, black pepper might work as well. It does on some insect pests, but put it in some kind of little puffer. Some of the feed stores and even the garden centers will sell these little green bulb puffers, and you can mix the hot pepper in with it. You could mix diatomaceous earth with it and cut it and make it go farther, too, and it might still be effective. And just kind of lightly puff it and dust it around where little mice are a problem, and they don't like it. Their little feet are delicate. It burns their feet, apparently, and they just kind of stay away from it.
So dust it, and a puffer would be like at a garden store would be sell a puffer?
Yeah, or a hardware store would have them. A turkey baster works on puffing stuff out in the garden, but it tends to put out a little bit too much material. This little green one that I'm talking about is, and you might find it online, it's about, 5 inches long green soft bulb and a black, nozzle on it. So it puffs out real small and real fine puffs of dusty material.
Okay. Any ideas about what kind of traps you use to trap them?
Regular snap traps work. Some people don't like dealing with that, but the regular snap traps work very well. The people that have been the most successful generally will put the peanut butter or the cheese. A lot of people think peanut butter works better than cheese on first without loading the snap trap. In other words, let them have a free bite first, and then the next time is when you get them. Some people don't like that and having to deal with a dead animal, but if they're a problem, the snap traps do work.
Okay, and last question. I'm so concerned about climate change. My studies were – I studied geology in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Texas was underwater twice by shallow sea environments. That's basically what oil is.
Well, that's right. That's why green sand deposits are here, too. They were in shallow water.
So I'm really concerned because it's so warm up here, and it's so cold in the lower 48 because of the drop of the jet stream, lack of a better word. I'm so concerned about how that's going to affect the plants and the growing cycle. Is that going to make the plants in shock? Are they going to be able to have their regular seasons now?
We talked earlier in the show about the fact that we got a lot of fruit trees and everything that are not only in flower, but some have already leafed out. You know, there's this roller coaster effect of the weather. It definitely is causing some crazy things to happen with the plants. Generally, the plants can handle that without any trouble. It just fouls up the production if you're trying to grow some kind of a fruit or a nut or something like that. And if there is there is climate change going on. What we can do about it to affect it, I don't think that much. I think most of it's just a natural phenomenon. Like you said, we used to be underwater here. That was a pretty big change over what we have today. So things are always changing and evolving, and we're going through an interesting cycle right now. As I've told people many times before, if you really want to make a big change as far as human impact to any kind of climate change, it's not cars or industry. It would be to get rid of all the bare soil on factory farms, the millions and millions of acres of that bare soil out there in the world. That has more effect on climate than anything. Let me put you on hold if you had anything else. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative for ideal health. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking a high-quality probiotic. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system, because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health and improve immunity. His exclusive formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria that are easily absorbed and provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now manufacturing Garrett Juice Pro, the advanced mix of Garrett Juice formula. Garrett Juice Pro improves the health of soil and plants with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and hydrolyzed fish, also beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it at garden centers, farm and feed stores, and hardware stores. For Garrett Juice and other fine products, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, is Howard's newest book. Howard explains in detail how to establish and maintain lawns, covering, planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. This book explains an easier, less expensive, and less water-intensive program than using conventional lawn care. Have the best-looking lawn in your neighborhood. Get more information or order this great book today by going to Howard Garrett Books on DirtDoctor.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically, because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea, or using rose petals in teas or salads, is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Somebody called in, couldn't hold to ask if the probiotics that we talk about, the Dr. O'Hara's product, would be helpful for rosacea, the skin condition where you get the rosy cheeks and all. And I would think that it would certainly be worth trying, because the skin is a reflection of what all is going on in your overall health and your gut and everything to a great degree. So improving the garden in your gut, so it would probably help with that and other skin conditions. Give it a shot, any of you that have that, and let us know what you see. Wendell, Lake Dallas, next pal. Wendell?
Hey, Howard, just got a question on my lawn. I've got weeds coming up already. I was thinking of putting some pre-emerge out, but if those weeds are already coming up, you know, high enough for me to mow them, is a pre-emerge going to be effective on that? If not, what's the best way for me to go about getting rid of these weeds?
Yeah, pre-emergent fertilizer would be very effective on those weeds. It'd make them grow about three times bigger. Once they're growing, a pre-emergent won't do you any good at all. Pre-emergent is what it sounds like. It keeps the seed from germinating and emerging. That's what it does. So once the plant's already growing, you know, there's nothing you can do other than mow the weeds or spray with what we recommend, you know, vinegar mixtures or fatty acid products like Scythe or Monterey or something like that. If you have green grasses growing right now, Wendell, they're probably either Poa annua or Poa anna, some people call it, both are fine, or rescue grass. The bigger green grass that you see out there right now is rescue grass. And both those things, and the broadleafs like henbit and clover and things like that, they all germinated back in the fall. So to use a pre-emergent for them, you'd have to use it back, you know, in the late summer, early fall to prevent them. You see what I mean? We can put out a pre-emergent now. We're in the winter right now, especially with this cooler weather slowing things down, to put out things that will help prevent crabgrass and grass burrs and roadside aster and other things that grow in the summer. In the warm season, the pre-emergents go out now, and the organic pre-emergent is corn gluten meal if you want to use a pre-emergent. The chemical pre-emergents, you know, I don't recommend at all. I think they're very destructive to the soil and dangerous and all the above.
Okay.
But great. The green stuff that's growing now, mow it or spray it with organic contact killing sprays. Now, there's one other thing that you might make a note of. Even when the grass starts to green up, this would work. There is a selective organic weed control product on the market, and it's called Agrilawn, A-G-R-A-L-A-W-N, Agrilawn Crabgrass Control. Active ingredient, believe it or not, is cinnamon. And what you do is you wet the area down, you dust this material out on the area, and it kills the weeds and doesn't hurt the summer grasses like Bermuda, St. Augustine, and Zoysia.
Great.
Give it a shot.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate the call. And the telephone number is 866-444-3478. Jack in Brookings, Oregon. Hi, Jack.
Hi, Howard. I see a break's coming up pretty quick, though. But last week you had a person call from Pistol River, Oregon, about redwood tree and, you know, what's bothering it. And when I moved here 15 years ago, somebody told me it was a bear clawing on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went and asked one of my buddies. He's retired Forest Service, and he said, yes, that it was bears doing it. And they claw on the bark and get down to the cambium layer, and they eat that, I expect. And he says they can girdle trees, the redwoods.
Wow, I've never heard of a bear being a problem like that, but that makes sense, I
right.
suppose.
Yeah. You're not in this area, so I never expected you to hear about it.
Well, you know, if you were listening probably, it sounds like, so would porcupines be a problem in that area too?
No,
I've seen
no.
them do damage to trees here.
No, sir. I've been here 15 years and haven't seen a porcupine yet, you know, killed on the road or even out in the forest. So
okay.
I don't believe that's the problem. And on your oak problem, we have what we call sudden oak death going on out here.
Yep, I'm familiar with it. I've talked to some arborists out there in in California anyway. What's your take on
it? Well, I'm looking at it almost like an American chestnut and Dutch elm problem. You know, this may be going on all over the country in one form or another. So, you know, we may be on the verge of a lot of oaks.
Big kill-off.
Kill-off,
well,
right.
The arborist out there contacted me because he had read something that I had written about it, and that was that the air condition changes that we have going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, more acidic air because of pollution and whatnot, was making just enough of a tiny change in the pH/mineral availability at the surface of the soil to lead to that problem. He felt very strongly that the air quality change was having a big effect on that.
That's what I believe, too, because I'm right on the coast of Oregon, and
yep.
We've noticed different changes in many plants in the last couple of years. I wondered if it was, you know, even stuff coming from Fukushima.
Could be. It could be coming from all over the world, and the solution to it is clean up the air, of course. And the other thing is if you can afford it, not too large area, valuable trees, the sick tree treatment, changing the conditions of the soil. Jack, thanks for calling. You always have good stuff.
Happy trails.
All right.
Bye-bye.
See you soon, man. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best-looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, 866-444-3478. I forgot to ask Jack what was the solution to having bears clawing on your trees. I'm sure it's not to tap the bear on the back and then try to run away as fast as you can, but there may not be a good solution. Here's Dave in Paris, Texas. Hey, Dave.
Oh, good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
I start my garden seeds every year indoors, my tomatoes and so forth, but I live a very frugal life, and I don't keep my house very warm, so I struggle with the temperature, and previously, I've used light bulbs and so forth to try to keep the seed bed warm. Mm-hmm. And then I had this bright idea the other day that I would go to Walmart and buy a heating pad. So I spent $20 on that, got it home, and unwrapped it. And excuse my rooster in the background.
Okay, no problem.
I read the little handout in the bag, and it said, for safety reasons, it shuts off after 60 minutes. So I thought, well, that's not going to do me any good.
Now, what you need to do, Dave, there's a real good answer for you here, and they're inexpensive. If you go to any nursery, they can get it for you, or if you go online to any supply place, you get what's called a heating mat, and they're made for horticulture. They're made for propagating.
That was going to be my question. If you had any experience with those,
they work great. And there's two different kinds. Basically, there's one that's a rubber mat kind of a thing, and they vary in sizes, but most of them are the size of a doormat or a little bit smaller than that. And yep. Some of them are just rubber, and they have the heating elements inside the rubber. The other one is basically the same thing, but it'll have a metal kind of a frame that stands up, kind of like you'd put a pie to cool on in the kitchen, you know. And they're a little bit more expensive, and they may be a little bit better than having the plastic and the soil right down on the heating pad itself.
Okay. I wanted your recommendation.
Either one of them work great and a lot better than what you're trying there, and it will solve your problem of the heat deal.
One more thing, and I hope you're not sore at me, but I dropped your name the other day to a dear friend of mine who has a national radio talk show.
Okay.
In fact, she broadcasts to a number of AM and FM stations around the country through a syndicated network and also on short waves. So she actually has a international audience.
Okay.
But she is asking her producer to get in touch with you, and you would be a perfect fit on that show. It deals with natural topics, organics, and so I'm
sure be glad to visit with you. I visit on other people's shows from time to time. What's her name?
Joyce Riley.
Okay.
The name of her show is The Power Hour.
Okay.
It's absolutely, Howard, it's absolutely one of the most fantastic talk shows in America.
Well, I'd be glad to meet her and do a little quick visit on the show. Tell them to get in touch with me. They can do it info@dirtdoctor.com or that's probably the easiest way. Just drop us an email.
Yeah, that's what I told them. All right. Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Dave.
All right.
Appreciate the call. Sounds like got a real healthy rooster there in the background, happy about life and everything. We got an open line, by the way, now at 866-444-3478. Here's Gene in Lake Highlands, I assume in Dallas, Gene.
Right.
What's going on?
Last year I planted two packages of snap peas. They're the type of peas that you eat, pod and all.
Yeah.
I had very good luck with them.
Okay.
Very good. I live across the lake from you.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to know is I bought that inoculant.
Yep.
Is it necessary to buy that inoculant for beans and peas?
Rhizobia inoculant is helpful. There's no question about it. If you've been organic for a while, which I assume you have, Gene, you're going to have a lot of that you're going to have so much biological activity in the soil, you're going to probably have natural rhizobia in the soil that will get on the roots and help. But if you buy it, doesn't cost very much. Dust it on or mix it in water and dip the plants in it.
It's kind of hard to deal with.
Yeah, it's like black gunpowder. It gets all over the place.
Yes. Anyway, I thought I'd call in and tell people they need to try these. Because they do very good. The English peas do not do good in Dallas.
No, the snap peas are an easier way to go for sure. When did you plant yours exactly?
Well, I already planted mine for this year. They're up about 2 inches.
Okay. That's the,
they take a lot of cold.
That's the advantage that we have here. We can plant, you know, in the fall or during the winter when we have time and the appropriate weather to do it and still have really great production
well,
in the
I've
early
got a,
spring.
I've got a small row that I left over from the fall, and it has not frozen.
Mm-hmm. That's
they
good.
They can take a lot of cold. Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling. Okay, and open lines here for you guys. If you want to jump on here, we got time left, not a whole lot, but some, at 866-444-3478. Guess what this gives me time to do? Some more of this nonsense from Stephen Wright. Not nonsense, actually, it's pretty good stuff. Depression is merely anger without enthusiasm. When everything's coming your way, you're in the wrong lane. Ambition is a poor excuse for not having enough sense to be lazy. Hard work pays off in the future. Laziness pays off now. I intend to live forever. So far, so good. If Barbie is so popular, why do you have to buy her friends? Eagles may soar, but weasels don't get sucked into jet engines. And we've got more from Stephen. Stephen, a comic, a dry one. Stephen Wright. Pretty funny stuff. As far as the vegetable garden, I have to admit to you, I didn't finish in Howard's garden. It'd be a good time to work that in while the lines are loading up again. We've planted quite a few flowers. We've got Johnny Jump-Ups and pansies and violas, and they're beautiful and doing very well. People ask me if I'm going to cover things during this period of time. I don't think it's going to get cold enough to bother those kind of plants at all. We also have dianthus, quite a few of those, and I'm certainly not going to bother to cover them because I've got big beds scattered all over the place. And we're just going to kind of take what we get there. The plants that have already leafed out that shouldn't have yet, the one that's in that category every year is our beautiful little red buckeye. It's a buckeye that's native to East Texas and farther east. And it's a beautiful buckeye. It has red flower spikes, and it's gorgeous. But it is really mixed up on its timing. It comes out with leaves way too early, and it'll sometimes flower way too early, too. Mine almost has completely mature leaves on it now. Am I going to cover it? No. And we'll probably get a little bit of cosmetic damage to it, to the edges of the leaves, and it might foul up some of the flowering, but it's just one of those things. That's a plant that is going to come out very early. The flowering quince, for a lot of you across the South, is probably in full bloom. Forsythia may be already. My Althea is not blooming yet, and other spring flowering plants are not flowering yet. Spirea, not Althea, too early for Althea. My Spirea, white blooming Spirea, has not started showing any blooms yet, so no worry there. But quince is in full bloom. And around here, and I don't think there's anything you need to do other than just see how it goes. If you've got some branches of any of those spring flowering plants and the buds have swollen pretty nicely, even if some of the flowers have started to open, make some cuttings. You can use this as an excuse to do a little pick pruning and work on the size and the shape of your plants. Make those cuttings of those spring flowering plants that have buds swelling, bring them inside and put them in vases with a little water, and they will open and bloom for you indoors. Irene in Dallas is next up. Hi, Irene. Hello, Irene. Don't know where she is, Matt. Check that out, and we'll see what Brad's up to in Rome, Georgia. Hey, Brad.
Hey, I was listening to your radio show, and you had a gentleman call from Morgan saying he was having problems with bears clawing his trees.
Yeah, he said that he had experienced that being a problem when he had seen the claw marks on the trees, that it was bears.
Yeah. What he might want to do is try wrapping some barbed wire around the trees about 6 to 8 foot tall, just wrap it loosely around, and that should train the bear not to come back.
That's a pretty good idea. The only danger with that, Brad, and I've experienced this with beavers. We have a big problem here a lot of times with beavers, and we'll sometimes put chain link fence wrapped around the tree, and you, like you said, put it loosely. But you know what happens almost every time is people forget it and leave it there too long, and it ends up the tree growing into the wire or the fence. So as long as they're real careful to keep it loose, I think that's a good recommendation.
Yeah, just keep it loose, and if you put it in with like maybe a fencing staple or something, go out there every year and just pull that fencing staple out a little bit.
Well, do you have bears in anywhere near Rome, Georgia?
Yeah, we have black bears here in North Georgia.
Do you really? They are so cool looking.
Yeah, we actually had one about 2 years ago in downtown Rome.
Really?
Where the game wardens think it was just following the river looking for food. Its mother may have kicked it out. And it was just trying to find its own spot and ended up in downtown Rome, Georgia.
That's cool. I appreciate the tip. That's a good one.
All right. Thanks, sir.
Thanks, Brad.
All right. Bye-bye.
866-444-3478. Let's see if Irene is there now. Irene, you there?
Oh, yes, I am. Thank you, doctor. I missed the part where you talked about hydrogen peroxide for rosacea.
We talked about the somebody called in and asked what I thought about using the probiotics from Dr. O'Hara for it. Which improves the gut life and balance and everything. And I said, you know, it probably will help with that in an indirect.
Dr. Hirohito's? Yes.
Yeah, Dr. O'Hara's. Hydrogen peroxide might. Hydrogen peroxide is really interesting on skin. I had a tip not too long ago to try it on something that I have a little bit of issue with, because when I was a kid, I was out in the sun just a brutal amount, and I was a lifeguard, and I was down in a white pool a lot of times, you know, all day long and stuff like that. As a result,
I have a great recommendation for container gardening. SmartPot is superior in several ways. It's a fabric container that releases heat and enhances root structure because it's fabric. You can have a garden in any location. It's easy to carry, lasts for years, provides excellent drainage, and prevents soil compaction and circling roots. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to smartpots.com or call 800-521-8098. That's smartpots.com.
EcoSafe provides natural, organic pest control to take care of pests without using harmful, toxic products. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. EcoSafe specializes in the use of Spectra products to eliminate pests naturally. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities to the pest control companies. Call 1-855-825-2849 or go to EcoSafePest.com.
Howard Garrett here for Chia Omega. You know, the healthcare professionals often recommend supplementation of omega-3 for cardiovascular health, joint comfort, and healthy cognition. I recommend the all-natural plant-based Chia Omega family of omega-3 formulas. They combine chia oil with ingredients like DHA, EPA, enzymes, CoQ10, and vitamin D3 for enhanced health benefits. You can find Chia Omega at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Howard back with you, 866-444-3478. Here's Lanier in Dallas, Texas. Hello, Lanier.
Hello there. Enjoy your show.
Thank you, sir.
I had some quick questions. I thought you were going to talk a little more about it, but the coming rain and sleet and ice storm in the Dallas area, do I need to cover my pansies since the temperatures aren't going to be maybe below 25 or 27, I'm concerned and we're going to crush them with the weight of the ice and sleet, or are they hardy enough to do without?
They're tough. I mentioned it briefly a minute ago. I should have spent more time on it. It's something I'm not going to do. I'm not going to cover them at all. I think that pansies, violas, and Johnny jump-ups are tough as nails, and this light freezing that we're going to have might wilt them down a little bit, and then they'll just pop right back up. If you want to do something proactive, covering them with floating row cover, there's no risk of, I don't think we're going to have a heavy enough event to where it would make enough weight on the floating row cover to crush the plants or anything, and it will give you 4 or 5 degrees protection if you want to go that route. But I'm not going to go to the trouble to do it is all I was saying. The vegetable garden is probably the most susceptible because there's probably some people out there, and I should have talked about this earlier, who've already jumped the gun and put out some summer stuff, and you could get some damage on that. If you've put out tomatoes already, for example, if they're not in a water wall or some really good protection, there may be some damage there. So covering them with floating row cover or buying a water wall, which is a device that you can get at the garden centers, or putting a cage covered in plastic even with a light bulb under it if you really want to do something proactive. And if you've put out peppers, they're more susceptible than tomatoes. So any of those summer kind of vegetable gardening things, I would say it would be worth maybe doing some work to protect landscape stuff, flowers, dianthus, the pansies and dianthus and Johnny jump-ups and violas and all that. I wouldn't go to the trouble.
Okay, great. A couple other quick questions if you have time.
Sure.
About do I need to remove mistletoe from primarily my hackberries, or is there some treatment that would take care of that?
Well, we just did a newsletter on that subject, Lanier, so you can go to the archives and get it. Basically, the sick tree treatment that we came up with to solve the photinia problem is what I recommend. The first step of that is to get the base uncovered, the flare.
Right.
And then put out all the amendments. We've had reports from more than a couple of people who said they put out dry molasses under trees infested with mistletoe. They put out pretty heavily, you know, 20, 25 pounds per 1,000 square feet like we recommend for a fertilizer application, and it dried up and killed the mistletoe. So I haven't personally done that, but I've had that reported to me. I know that if you trim the mistletoe out one last time and then do the sick tree treatment, the amount of grow back will be very, very small, if you have any at all.
Well, it seems to keep coming back. We've been doing the molasses about three times a year. And
The flares exposed really well? And have you done the base of the rest of the sick tree treatment to the soil?
Not really the sick tree treatment. Tried to keep the root flares cleared out.
Well, do it dramatically and do some aeration, or liquid or mechanical. The liquid would be, you know, to spray hydrogen peroxide and then put out all the amendments, not just the molasses. Like I said, I've never personally seen that. I've just had it reported that it happened, and maybe they didn't give me the full story. Maybe they had done, you know, all the rest of the sick tree treatment as their general maintenance without thinking about it being part of the solution.
Okay, I don't know if it's this is probably unrelated also, but I've got a bunch of grubs under some of my small shrubs, and I'm not sure what to do without the harsh chemicals to get rid of those.
Well, if they're actually doing any damage, you can put out beneficial.
They're killing some of them. There may be a dozen under one little. You pull one out, and there's a dozen in a 6 or 8 inch hole.
Right on the roots of the plants.
Right.
Beneficial nematodes. You know, drench them in the soil. As soon as we get through this cold spell, go ahead and get them ordered and get them in. Have them in the refrigerator, and as soon as it warms up again, which it's going to do, the roller coaster continues. Mm-hmm. Put out the beneficial nematodes, and they will knock those grubs out.
Okay, just drench them in. And more than once?
Drench them one time ought to
one
do
time.
It if you do a real nice soaking in the area where they're a problem. You bet.
Okay, thank you very much.
What kind of plants are they eating?
It's just some little small miniature shrubs I've planted by some walkways mostly.
Okay. Are they in? Could they be in stress for some reason?
I don't know why they would be.
Okay. Well, the beneficial nematodes will take care of it, and then you might send me an email about what they are and that kind of thing. Maybe we can see if we can think of any other possible solution we might
want to
look at.
Yeah, I can't think of the name of them right now.
Send me an email.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. And that's info@dirtdoctor.com. If you have a question, if you have a complaint, if you have a suggestion, if you have a tip, you can send photographs. You can send, questions or responses to anything I've said anytime that you want to. I've enjoyed being with you very much. I hope your weather's not too terrible out there and you get through it. Enjoy your gardens as much as you can. And, of course, don't forget to feed and water the birds.